No, it was just a thing. We had an opportunity to get a player from Baltimore that kind of fit what we were looking for, a little bit of a corner, a little bit of a safety, special teams. It just came down to that. Right. Feel pretty good. We were aware of the things that have happened. We checked with Ozzy in Baltimore, and all the reports there seemed good, so we're reasonably comfortable with that. Well, he's a very active guy. He's got good feet. We studied him quite a bit out of Wyoming a couple of years ago, or actually 3 or 4 years ago. We liked him then, and as we talked about a lot of our moves that we make on the pro side are based first and foremost on what we thought of in college, and we thought he was a good player. He's a thicker lower body guy. We felt like even then that he would have the ability to play inside, and the fact that he does have that versatility and he's a good special teams player. Well, I don't think it's so much a negative about Brian. I think it's sort of in our view, the way we looked at it, it was because of the strength of our roster. We had some very, very hard decisions to make, and we had to release some good players. And it at some point you come down to a numbers thing, and that's kind of the gist of it, I guess. Well, I don't know if you ever said I don't know if you guys got it. We announced our practice squad signings, and we were fortunate enough to get Brian onto our practice squad. So we'll have the three guys. Not right this second, no. Yeah, there were some really painful moments over the weekend, and that was clearly one of the more painful ones. Ravel is everything you asked of in a Packer. He's a good player. He's a great person, a great teammate, well-respected by his peers. At the same time, we felt like that Brett had earned a spot on the team. And quite frankly, they both had, and it just came down to trying to decide what to do. Probably special teams was the deciding factor. Sure. Yeah, I thought Anthony was a good teammate, and he was productive. Again, it kind of came down to, having to make a tough choice. And like I said, we were sort of looking for a guy that had some versatility and can be a little bit of a swing player. Well, that's a medical thing, but our estimates are that he'd be healthy enough at some point. Why don't you ask Mike that, just so I don't get in trouble. Well, it's like we said a few weeks ago in here when the back thing first came back up, it's a setback. What Justin and the Packers are going to do is going to commit, 6, 8, 10 months of intensive rehab, intensive core strengthening, and try to get this remedied. And nobody's given up on anybody. The Packers haven't given up on him, and he hasn't given up on the Packers. So we'll go forward. Sure, that would be the plan. I mean, nothing that's happened has been Justin's fault. He's not a bad guy. He's trying his best. But we have these medical things that have come up, so we're going to try to get past that. Is there at some point where you have to kind of give up the ghost, so to speak, that the player is going to be healthy, and that would be next year? That would be sort of speculative. We're going to look at it like the glass is half full. We're going to get it fixed. Well, like I said, we are going to attack the rehab and the core strengthening and things like that. But it's not someone's fault if they get hurt, you know. But I understand the gist. But what we're going to do is go forward, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know of anybody specifically, but these aren't career-ending kind of mishaps. These are just things that kind of keep cropping up, and we're going to try to get it to the point where they don't crop up anymore. I don't think that's anticipated, no. It's a medical question, though. I'd get in trouble. Well, if he doesn't, then he goes on with his life, and the Packers go on with our lives. So, but again, the kid's a good kid, and he's a good player, and we just got to get him out there and be able to keep him out there. That's part of the NFL, and we've talked about this before. You know, there's durability issues and being able to get back up off the ground and go again. That's what this league's all about. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You know, that's the thing we all do, and certainly we have over the last 48 to 76 hours, gnashed our teeth over this 53. Well, and everybody says, well, now it's set. Well, it's not set. The team moves and evolves during the course of the season. You guys that have been around, you know that. I mean, the roster will change over the course of the season. I can't predict whether something would change in that regard. Well, we feel good that we have Brian on our practice squad. That's certainly a good thing to have. Right. No. Again, nobody's given up on anybody. And you'll have to ask Brian those specific questions. But he's a competitor, and he wants to compete, and I'm sure he's disappointed. Again, I think it was, from a positive standpoint, I think it was a thing where we thought like they all three earned a spot on the team. It's a little bit unusual, but we felt like there was value in all those guys. Corey and John, who've been with us, you know, are excellent special teams players, good fullbacks, and we think Quinn Johnson has the ability to be a special player. So I think, again, that cost roster spots in other areas that wouldn't normally happen, but we felt like it was worth it. Right. Yeah, and I understand people's questions there. Football is an interesting game, and one thing I'll say to start with is Brian is continuing to make progress. I think his most recent preseason game was his best outing, and he is a competitor. He wants to be a good player. He wants to contribute to the Packers, and now that we have him on the practice squad, we're going to continue that development. We haven't given up on him, and I don't think he's given up either. Yeah. Well, clearly, I don't think anybody would say that he's played as well as he probably thinks he could have or should have. But yeah, sometimes it doesn't work the way you want it to. It doesn't go down this path that every second round pick does this and this and this. It just doesn't work that way. It's real life. Yeah, he's a very good player, just like he was at Northwestern. It came down to where we felt like we had a number of good backs, and keeping the three full backs was a factor in this, and we're starting to lose him. But gave him a big hug today, and he'll do fine. Again, I don't know that specifically, Mike, but Coach McCarthy would be able to address that. During this process, you consider hypothetically all kinds of different numbers. It's the whole thing is connected, and then you focus on a position, and then you realize whatever you're doing here is affecting everything on this board. So the whole thing is kind of tied together. No. We feel pretty good about this group. Again, you hate to let any of these guys go, though. And y'all know me. I mean, I'm sort of like a collector, and I love putting together the 80-man roster, and you feel so comfortable watching the first group and the second group and even sometimes the third group go out there and play, and you think those guys are pretty good. But you have to get down to 53. You have to make these hard decisions. I think a little bit of both, yeah. You never know how time changes things, but we kept them because we felt like they should be on our team, and I would imagine that would be the same thought going forward. He's coming along. I thought he competed very well. I thought this last game was his best game. He played guard in college, certainly his senior year, and I think the move to the outside is something that you got to kind of experience, and I think that's what he needs. I think he needs experience, and again, we feel very happy that we were able to get him on our practice squad.
Pretty happy about the 7th
or 8th
picks this year, making a successful draft.
I wasn't even aware of that. I hadn't even thought about it. I think drafts, and I've said this before, but I think you got to look back 3 years from now and say, or 4 years, and see what they've done. But don't do that right now with all those other ones.
How much do you consider draft position of a player in the last 2-3 years when you're making the 3-4? Do you go in blindly to say who's their
fan? Well, we hope it's all football. You know, obviously, if you draft a player, you see some potential, even if it's not there right now. So sometimes it's drafted based on what you think the guy's going to become as he develops. Sometimes, obviously, it's based on the impact that the player can make now. Both those guys are on teams right now, so they're okay. They're good players. Thanks. Well, I think, you know, you're always concerned with some nicks. We feel reasonably confident, without getting specific about a medical question, that some of these guys are going to make some recovery. And again, that played in a little bit to our, in terms of our overall roster, of adding another guy that has the potential to play some safety but also can go outside and play.
Over,
I'm not a predictor. I don't do that. I don't want to put up any bulletin board stuff. I do think this is a good group of guys, and I think it's a good team. And if we play well, I think we'll have a chance to win. What that means, I don't know. Well, every year is a new year, and I do think especially our first group has played very well in preseason. That is preseason, but there is a confident air in our locker room, and I think our guys think that we can hold our own against most people. No, but I don't ever do that.